This is VOA News by Ukrainian Roberts. Kiev urged Moscow Sunday to pull back its troops from Ukraine's border and continue dialogue with the West if it is serious about de-escalating tensions that have soared surrounding fears of a Russian invasion. The Kremlin has deployed more than 100,000 troops and heavy armor along Ukraine's border, according to the West, which fears the Kremlin will stage an incursion. Moscow has denied plans for an invasion and said it does not want war, but is seeking security guarantees from Washington and NATO to curb the eastward's expansion of the alliance. Europe needs to diversify its energy supplies, the head of NATO said Sunday, as Britain warned it was highly unlikely that Russia, a major natural gas supplier, was looking to invade Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told BBC television they have concerns.
We are concerned about the energy situation in Europe because it demonstrates the vulnerability of being too dependent on one supplier of natural gas. And that's the reason why NATO allies agree that we need to work and focus on diversification of supplies.
U.S. senators are very close to reaching a deal on legislation to sanction Russia over its actions on Ukraine, including some measures that may take effect before any invasion, two leading senators said Sunday. One Democrat and one Republican senator said they hope to move forward on the bill this week. The Democrats said their strong bipartisan resolve to support Ukraine and to punish Russia if it invades Ukraine. Senior Biden administration officials will hold a classified briefing for all U.S. senators Thursday, a Senate